First of all, Andrew, when did John really first come onto your radar screen?
I was assigned by Arts ATL to go review a play at the Alliance called The Whipping Man. And I didn't know that much about the play when I went in. I just knew it was about the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I probably should admit this, but critics do kind of carry around biases and stuff. And Civil War, I feel like I've kind of seen this before, you know, that type of thing.
We are in the midst of the sesquicentennial observances.
It's everywhere. Yeah. So, yeah. So, but then, of course, you know, the lights went down and it was just this amazing, really intense drama. It brought you into a world that you thought you knew, but showed it to you in a different way. And one of the amazing things was that there was this very young actor on stage, and he was in a super intense role, a slave who had just been freed. You know, it was such a magnetic, accomplished performance. And I was amazed to find out afterwards that the actor was just 25 years old, and it was one of his first appearances on a professional stage.
John, what was the whole experience like for you?
The whole experience was actually quite daunting at first. I remember going into the rehearsal room and thinking that I didn't belong there. Because there was a veteran actor, Keith Randolph Smith, and Jeremy Eggers, and they both have much more experience than I do. And so coming into that space, I thought, what do I have to offer these guys? What do I have to offer in this space? And then I sat back and listened to the way they were approaching the material. And Keith, specifically, would approach the material with many questions. And I thought, the key to being a professional actor was coming in with certainty. But he came into the space and he was ready to discover things, ready to fail. And that's one thing that freed me up. I realized that it wasn't about me having all the answers. It was rather about me being comfortable not having them and falling. And then after that, you know, we joked and laughed and my tension was at ease and I felt more at home in the space.
Following that route, though, had to be sort of like jumping off a high dive. You had to feel very exposed.
Very much so. I feel like that analogy is quite right. It's walking a tightrope. And the wonderful thing is that when theater is working the way that it should, the audience, they're simply a fly on the wall. And the reality is between the men on stage or the women on stage. And we're walking this tightrope and the audience are just spectators and they're exposed to that real energy, that human energy.
You're in another production at the Alliance right now, Choir Boy.
Oh, yes.
A story set in a boys' prep school here in the South. And in this, you play a very different kind of character from the one you played in The Whipping Man. In this play, a student named AJ. Is there a particular type of role that you find yourself drawn to?
Oh, yeah, John. Yeah. I love roles where characters are going through a lot. I love roles where people are struggling over something that is breaking them down. And I don't know why. I don't consider myself a dramatic person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anyone that meets me thinks, oh, man, this guy, he wants to break down on stage. And I think it has to do with the process of finding the struggle. Like, the breakdown is because there's tension between two things, you know? And finding what that is for each character, that is wonderful to me.
It's not every 26-year-old that can say they've had even one role at the Alliance Theater, let alone two, in 1 year's time. How does all that feel?
Honestly, it's very humbling, and it makes me very appreciative for the people that I have in my life around me that have supported me and brought me to this place. And specifically at Kennesaw State is where I feel like I found my voice as an artist. And some of my professors there continue to mentor me to this day. I find that I'm put in positions where I don't think that I'm enough to do something. And the people around me encourage and strengthen me. And by the end, I realize that was in me. I just didn't see it.